Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Whip it, whip it, boo! Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and this is episode F242. Let's hop right into the words because we got a big word at the end. A big word in the sense that it has a good chunk of long definitions plus synonym information. So we have so much to talk about. Really, we have so much to read. The first word in this episode is the very last F-U-M word. You know, the fum section. It's the word fumitory. F-U-M-I-T-O-R-Y. Noun from the 14th century. I believe this is tagging on to all of our smoke talk from the previous episode. So this is it a smoke talk thing? Let's see. It is any of a genus of erect or climbing herbs, especially a common European herb. So let's look at some of this parentheses information. The genus is Fumaria or Fumaria. And did we have that word or something related to that earlier? It doesn't look like it. So that is the genus. It is of the family Fumariaceae. That is the fumitory family. The fumitory family of, I guess, herbs. Different kinds of herbs. And then specifically that common European herb would be, I believe the species name would be Fumaria officinalis. Looks like it's the official Fumaria. Or Fumaria? So this word comes from. Comes from something. It comes from where? Who's it coming from? It's from Middle Latin, fumus terrae, which literally means smoke of the earth. Smoke of the earth, a fire in the sky. That's not the real line. That is from the Latin fumus plus terrae, which is the version of terra, which means earth, and fumus is smoke, we know, so yeah, smoke of the earth. And there's more at the word terrace. So maybe if your house has a terrace, it's sitting on the earth, looking at the earth, I guess. So smoke of the earth, why did they call these herbs, erect or climbing herbs, the smoke of the earth? That's where the name comes from. Let's look up fumitory. So I can see, yeah, the common fumitory. Let's look at that. Let's look at some images for this herb. Most of these pictures look like it's, you know, it's got the green stalk, and then it has these pink flowers that come off the top. And they have a dark spot at the end of each one, And were they like, oh, it looks like it's smoke coming from the earth? I don't know why they would have called it smoke, but that is how it got its name, sort of. All right. Oh, baby, I got to do a sound effect. It's going to be like, woohoo! Maybe we'll do some versions of that. Because our next word is the beginning of a new section, the F-U-N section. How do you pronounce F-U-N? Fun. No, it's fun. First form of fun. Noun from 1727. I just want to have fun. Number one. What provides amusement or enjoyment? What that is fun. Fun is what provides amusement or enjoyment. Please provide me some amusement or enjoyment. But specifically, playful, often boisterous action or speech. As in the example, full of fun. Oh, they are so full of fun because they have boisterous action or speech. Look at those things that they are doing and they're saying in a boisterous manner and playful. Oh, more playful than boisterous, I would say. Full of fun. I am not as full as fun as I would like to be. You'd think, based on this show, that I'm just constantly full of fun, always having fun, always making it fun for everybody. But normally, I'm just like, I'm just hanging out, I'm just doing work, I'm just trying to get things done, trying to do the laundry, do the dishes, do the cleaning, which is so fun. But you got to make it fun. That's the thing. Can you turn it into something that is providing amusement or enjoyment? I just heard a statistic that must be true because it was on the internet that it takes like 400 repetitions of something to create a neural pathway for that thing, that action. But if you turn it into a game, into play, I think they said it cuts it down to like 10 times. Like something just drastically lower. You only need to do it a fraction of the amount of times if you're doing it in a play, fun, game way to create that neural pathway. Oh, fun is important. Fun is very important, which is why I'm trying to have fun with reading the dictionary. All right, number two. This is a mood for finding or making amusement. The example is all in fun. Oh, it's just all in fun. I'm just having a mood to find or make amusement. We're just being silly. We're making jokes. You know, we're roasting. The comics are roasting other people because it's all in fun. Let's have some fun. Let's not take life too seriously. All right? Can we do that, please? 3A. The synonyms are amusement and enjoyment. As in, sickness takes all the fun out of life. Wow, dictionary, bringing it down. Making me depressed. Making me not have so much fun with that example. Sickness takes all the fun out of life. What's the fun of life? The amusement, the enjoyment. When you are sick, I don't have any amusement or enjoyment in life. I'm like, ow, it hurts. Ugh, I feel gross. I feel weird. I'm disoriented. This is not fun at all. How can we turn sickness into fun? Yeah, that's hard. That's hard. 3B. Derisive jest. The synonyms are sport and ridicule, as in a figure of fun. I don't think I am familiar with this phrase. A figure of fun? Again, you know, I bring up the comics roasting people. That's a bit of a sport. They're ridiculing them. Derisive jest. It's all in good fun. We're being a little nasty, a little mean in good fun. A figure of fun. That's a weird phrase. 4. Violent or excited activity or argument. There's no example sentence here, and I would really have preferred one here. Violent or excited activity or argument. That's fun? Is that fun for you? Is it fun for you? Am I here for your entertainment? Am I just a clown? Okay. I got to read the synonym information now. That was all the definitions for the first form. There was only four of them. The noun form. Oh, but first, you know what? You know what? Let's hold off on the synonym and let's go to the etymology. It is an English dialect word, fun, which means to hoax. Like H-O-A-X, hoax. That's a hoax. That's fake. That's what the word fun meant. Perhaps an alternative of the Middle English faunen, which is from faun, which means dupe. So if you're hoaxing, there is somebody who is a dupe in that situation. And we're like, we're having fun duping you. We're having fun hoaxing the dupe. So that's fun. But then, you know, we got all these other possibilities of fun, like violent or excited activity or argument. All right, now let's talk about the synonym information. We got fun, jest, sport, game, and play mean action or speech that provides amusement or arouses laughter. If I didn't have a filter, I would have so much more fun in public places, and people would probably think I was crazy, but I don't do things because it's probably inappropriate. It's a little bit weird. It's like, why are you trying to bring attention to yourself? Well, that's not the point. I'm just trying to be silly and have fun. Anyway, provides amusement or arouses laughter. My favorite thing is laughter, I think, other than maybe fried food. No, I think I like laughter more than fried food. Okay, so fun usually implies laughter or gaiety, but may imply merely a lack of serious or ulterior purpose. As in the example, played cards just for fun. It implies laughter or gaiety, but also implies just a lack of serious, no ulterior purpose. We're just doing this thing for fun. We're just playing the cards for fun. There's no other purposes. We're not trying to gamble. We're not, what was the other thing? We're not being serious. No, cards, we sometimes people take cards very seriously. And it's like, why are you taking cards so seriously? Oh, I remember I have a memory of playing cards with my family, and I was probably 10-ish, you know, young-ish. And I got so serious about something. I think my sister put down some cards, and I was angry that she had those cards and I wanted those cards. It was probably rummy, more than likely. And I got pissed, and it was not fun anymore. And I think I stormed off. What a stupid child I was. Yes, I like to play cards. And now, I like to get off on tangents a little bit. Playing cards for fun. That's the quote. That's the example sentence here. We're playing cards just for fun. We're not, no ulterior motives. We're not gambling. We're not taking it seriously. And I sometimes get into these modes of thinking of, what's the purpose? Why are we doing these things? Why are we playing cards? Why are we creating art, making movies, watching movies, literally painting things, looking at galleries, going to live shows, dance, sculpture? What is the purpose of any of this? And I mean, really what it comes down to, what I have gradually realized, which I'm sure many other people have realized this before me, and I'm just slow to realize it consciously, that's the thing, is that we need things as humans, actually not just humans, but as humans, I will speak for my own people, we need this fun, this entertainment, to distract us, divert us from the normal stuff that we have to do all the time. It's healthy for our brain and our body to do things just for fun. Let's just do it just for fun. Come on. So yeah, I'm trying to, like, I can get kind of serious sometimes, and then I'm like, well, why are we doing this? What's the point of this? Well, because it's just for fun. Just do it just for fun. All right. Anyway, let's move on to the rest of the synonyms. Jest implies lack of earnestness and may suggest a hoaxing or teasing, as in hurt by remarks said only in jest. It's hard to know, though, are they in jest or are they serious? Or, you know, you might be very sensitive to something. And so when somebody says something that they just meant for fun, you're like, ah, but that really hit a nerve in me that you maybe didn't realize that you were hitting a nerve on that thing. So it can be a sticky situation. It's very easy to be hurt by remarks said only in jest. I'm so sorry. I was just trying to make a joke. I was trying to be fun, just for fun. And I'm sorry that I hoaxed or teased you. But you never know. You never know. You got to know the person, maybe. You got to get to know them pretty well before you can jest with them. Sport applies especially to the arousing of laughter against someone. Huh? Applies especially to the arousing of laughter against someone. The example is teasing begun in sport led to anger. We started, so it's kind of like jest a little bit. I'm just going to tease you. It's just fun, a fun sport for me. Nobody's getting points in this sport, but it's just a fun thing for me to do to tease you. But then, then it led to anger. You got mad at me. We were having fun, and then I took it a little too...
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Far. So sorry about that. You got angry at me. Sport. It's a fun sport. Yeah, this one I feel like is a little less common, maybe. Game is close to sport and often stresses mischievous or malicious fun. Each one, so far, as we go through these synonyms, is getting more and more mean. So it's close to sport. It often stresses mischievous or malicious fun, as in made game of their poor relations. This one, I don't use this, and I don't think I've heard people use it this way. Made game of their poor relations. So they were being malicious and mischievous because of their poor relations. They were making fun of their poor relations in a malicious and mean way. The last one, play, stresses the opposition to earnest without implying any malice or mischief, as in, pretended to strangle his brother in play. We're just playing. It's for fun. Look how I'm strangling him just for fun. It's so fun. It stresses the opposition to the word earnest, I guess. We're not being earnest when I'm strangling him. I'm not being earnest. I'm not being true. I'm not really trying to strangle him. It's just play. It's just fun play when we're trying to murder our brothers. All right. Interesting that we had sport, game, play. These are not the actual physical things that you're doing when you're playing a sport, playing a game like Monopoly or playing house, playing with stuffed animals. These are, we're using these words in a different way. All right. You got it? Great. Now, after all of that, we gotta go, yeah, woo-hoo! The second form of fun is an intransitive verb from 1833. To indulge in banter or play, the synonym is joke. We are funning. Yeah, we funned. Earlier today, we funned. We had so much fun when we were funning at the pool. We were indulging in banter or play. Woohoo! The third form of fun. This one is an adjective from circa 1846. It says that it is sometimes funner or funnest as an adjective. Okay, so number one is providing entertainment, amusement, or enjoyment, as in the example, a fun party. Also as in, a fun person to be with. I hope I am one of those. If you know me in person, am I a fun person to be with? I hope so. Also, I'm going to throw in another example. The Dictionary is a fun podcast. Hey, we have so much fun on this podcast. Being silly. Number two is full of fun. The synonym is pleasant. The example is have a fun time. Have a fun time when you go to that party. Have a fun time. A time that is full of fun. I wish everything was more fun. Can we describe more things as fun? Oh, that is funner, funnest, funned and funning. Well, I am going to call out Karen O'Leary's band, Fun and Funner, I think is what they are called. I am hoping to be recording with her any day now. She is a very busy and important person. Oops, I typed that wrong. I don't know if we're going to be able to make this happen because time is running out. But her band is called Fun and Funner. And here, they have an album. They have an album called Better Than Normal. And obviously, we have talked about this before, but they have songs on this album. They are mostly for kids, but I think adults will greatly appreciate them. Let's see. They have a song called Tippy Tippy Ballet Toes, Gay Blades. Let's see. A Loveliness of Ladybirds, Scary Mrs. O'Leary. O'Leary? O'Leary? Sharing is faring. Sing like a ding dong. Oh, that's what I do in every episode of this fun podcast. I sing like a ding dong. The Mermaid Song. And they also have a song, which I think is really just the best song ever. It is Poo in the Farapaku. And I don't know if I pronounced that word right. It's a New Zealand word. Maori, probably. Wharepaku. Poo in the Farapaku, and you definitely have to go to, you know what, go to Bandcamp, buy their album for 15 New Zealand dollars, and you can also obviously do it on the Spotify, but they make a whole lot more money when you buy it on the Bandcamp. I'll put this link in the show notes for their band, and yeah, they do some playing live, I am aware of that, so yeah, Fun and Funner, they are a fun band. Because they are fun and funner. You both? They're both fun and funner? Which one is fun and funner? It's mainly two people, but they got a whole band, so I don't know. They're fun and funner. But she is scheduled. Like, we haven't literally made a schedule of when we're going to record this, but she has. We're planning to have her be on the funny episode. All right, we got to move on to... Yeah! The next word is funambulism. Fantastic word, funambulism. Noun from 1824. This is number one. Tightrope walking is funambulism. Who was that guy who walked across the towers? There was the documentary about him, Man on Wire or something, and then there was the feature-length movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. But yeah, it should have just been called funambulism. Number two. A show, especially of mental agility. It's kind of like tightrope walking for your brain. Okay, I wish there was an example here of how to use this. A show, especially of mental agility. Well, I don't have any mental agility, so I don't have funambulism. Other people do. Funambulist is a noun. And this word, this is definitely one of those words where we need some etymology. So, it is from the Latin funambulus, which means rope walker, which is from funis, which means rope, and ambulare, which means to walk. So literally walking on a rope, and then somehow eventually it evolved into mentally walking on a rope. Oh, I am so agile when I am walking on this rope in my mind. I am very good at doing things. Yeah, somehow it became mental agility. I have never been a funambulist, literally, on rope. That would be interesting. That was something that I learned about Paul Rubens, who was Pee-wee Herman. When he was a child, he went to, like, this circus camp thing, and he was a funambulist. Hmm. All right, moving on to woo-hoo. Fun and games. Three words. Noun from 1920. The definition is just light amusement. Fun and games is light amusement. Would not have expected fun and games to be in here, but it is. And if you didn't know what fun and games is, it's just light amusement. We're just having some fun and games here. All right, now, with that, we will move to our very last word. Woo-hoo! Yay! Woo! The last word is function. F-U-N-C-T-I-O-N. This seems like a very unfun word. It's the first form. It's a noun from 1533. Number one, professional or official position. The synonym is occupation. What is your official position? What's your function? The function. I feel like the word function comes up in, like, I'm just a bill, but I'm over the hill. I don't know. Number two, the action for which a person or thing is specially fitted or used, or for which a thing exists. This synonym is purpose. What is my purpose? What is my function? Ha, the action. So when you are specially fitted for a thing, when you are doing that thing, that is your function. So, for instance, this microphone, its function is sending the audio, receiving the audio signal. There's a thing in there that vibrates, and it turns it into an electronic signal, and then it goes down the pathway through this cable, this green cable. So that is its function, because the microphone is specially fitted for this type of thing. It's used for which a thing exists. What is my function? I guess this is my function. At the moment, my purpose, my function is reading this and talking to you, and more people need to know about it, because it's very, very important and good and fun. Three, any of a group of related actions contributing to a larger action, especially the normal and specific contribution of a bodily part to the economy of a living organism. So let's read this again, but it's a lot of little things coming together for a bigger purpose. They're all working together for a bigger purpose. So a group of related actions contributing to a larger action, like the individual body parts in your body all doing things so your whole body can work properly and everything. Although, you know, sometimes parts don't work, and you work just fine. Overall, your whole body works just fine. It's just that that part doesn't work so well. You're like, nah, it's fine. You know, for instance, maybe your eyes don't work. Maybe your ears don't work. That affects you. It has an effect on you. But your whole body's still working pretty well. There are other pieces in your body that if they are not doing their function, like your heart, like your brain, like your lungs, those are some pretty important ones, then the whole system's just going to fall apart. Okay, now we have number four, an official or formal ceremony or social gathering. Let's go to a function. Let's have some fun at a function. That would be cool. But when it's formal, though, it's a little harder to have some fun there. We need to break down these social formal things. Number 5A, a mathematical correspondence that assigns exactly one element of one set to each element of the same or another set. I can't give you a specific example of a function. I mean, I guess I could look one up, but I mean, I remember learning about these in, you know, in the school times. But let's see, function example in math, right? That would be the thing. In mathematics, a function is a rule that assigns to each input exactly one output. A simple example is the function fx equals x plus 2, where for any input value x, the function adds 2 to it to produce the output f times x. Well, that's weird. It's not, I mean, I get it, kind of, if you input 5, the output is 7 because 5 plus 2 is 7. If you input negative 1, the output is 1, right? So you're like putting in a thing. So it's written f parentheses x equals x plus 2. So you put in 5, then you are outputting the number 7. F x, I don't know. It's a little bit beyond how I can deal with things at the moment. Right? Yes. Okay. We are now going to move on from the math thing, but not really, because we have 5b. A variable as a quality, trait, or measurement that depends on and varies with another. So we have an example here. Height is a function of age. Why is there a little fruit fly here? Height is a function of age. So it is a variable, a quality, a trait, a measurement. The height and the age, you're both measuring both of those. And it depends on and varies with another. So up to a certain age, maybe 18-ish, your height is a function of your age. It is dependent on your age. Because if you're 1 year old, you're probably not going to be 5 feet tall. You're probably going to be 1 foot or maybe 1.5 feet tall. So your height is definitely dependent. It's a function of your age. But we have also the synonym is result. And the example is illnesses that are a function of stress. They are the result of stress. Yes, stress is bad. And if you have a lot of stress, it's going to really mess up your system. All of the functions from all of your body organs might get all messed up. And you might get illnesses because they are a result of that. Number 6, characteristic behavior of a chemical compound due to a particular reactive unit. Also the synonym functional group, which I assume will be in the next episode. Yes, it will. So characteristic behavior of a chemical compound due to a particular reactive unit. It's in the chemistry world. And I don't know. Can't give you more. Number 7, the last one here. A computer subroutine, but specifically, one that performs a calculation with variables provided by a program and supplies the program with a single result. So this computer program is taking information and doing some stuff with it and sending out some stuff. And that is a function. Functionless is an adjective. I have no function. What is my function? I don't know what to do with my life. What is my purpose? I'm functionless. A lot of us have that problem. All right, let's quickly go through some synonym information for function. Function, office, duty, and province mean the acts or operations expected of a person or thing. We are expecting you to do these things. So those are your things. Function implies a definite end or purpose or a particular kind of work, as in, the function of language is twofold, to communicate emotion and to give information. And that is a quote from Aldous Huxley. Oh, didn't they write sci-fi books or something? Ooh, I know the name. I always have trouble coming up with information from my brain, so yeah. But, yes, the function of language is twofold, to communicate emotion and to give information. Is that all that language does? Only those two things? So let's just reread this function. It implies a definite end or purpose or a particular kind of work. What is the kind of work that this thing is doing? That's its function. Okay, very good. Aldous Huxley, thank you. Office is typically applied to the function or service associated with a trade or profession or a special relationship to others, as in, they exercise the offices of the judge, the priest, the counselor. That is a quote from W.E. Gladstone. It's a trade or a profession. Yeah, they're in that office. Duty, D-U-T-Y, applies to a task or responsibility imposed by one's occupation, rank, status, or calling, as in, it is the judicial duty of the court to examine the whole case. Well, obviously, you're not going to look at only part of the case. That is a quote from R.B. Taney or Taney. So it's taking office to the next level. Okay, what's your office? That's fine. But now, what's your duty because of your office? What is your job? What is the thing that you're supposed to do? Your responsibilities, your calling. Well, I guess my duty is reading the dictionary at the moment. Province applies to a function, office, or duty that naturally or logically falls to one, as in, I felt it was not my province to inquire. That is a quote from Anne Bronta. Bronte? Bronte? The E has the dots. I felt it was not my province. It did not naturally fall on me. It was not my duty to do that thing. That's your duty, not my duty. All right. Well, that was all of the information for function, except for the etymology. This is from the Latin functio, which means performance, from fungi, which means to perform. It's the word fungi. Means to perform, probably akin to the Sanskrit bhunkti, which means he enjoys. Interesting. Performance, to perform, he enjoys. I don't know what order. Sanskrit probably seems older. So it's like it's doing a thing, doing a performance. This is a performance, what I'm doing. This is, you know, I'm performing, I'm reading, I'm being fun, I'm doing stuff that's not just like your normal things that you do day to day. And also performing, like in math, it's the function is performing. It's doing the thing. It's doing the action. That's performing. Yeah. Lots of ways to think about this. Okay, so that's function, and now I must pick a word of the episode. Today we had fumatory, fun, funambulism, fun and games, and function. I'm a little torn between fun and fun and games, and also just funambulism, because it's a really good word to say. I do have a lot of fun when I say funambulism. We're having fun saying funambulism. The function of my body isn't working. Please call a funambulance. Oh my God. Can we have a funambulance? Hoo-wee. You have so much fun when you go into that ambulance. Or as we like to say, ambulance. All right. That was it. I guess funambulism is the word of the episode because it's just a good word. And also, fun and games should be happening all the time. Light amusement. Now, movie time. We went to a movie and we had fun at this movie. I did not have fun standing outside in line outside on one of the hottest days of the year with the sun beating down on me while we waited to go in, but that is the way of life. We picked up some food. I was eating my food there while we waited, and didn't eat all of the food. And then we just sort of had it for a while, and I'm getting off track. But that was also not fun when we threw out our leftovers because we were worried that had gone bad. But why? What were we doing? We went to the Music Box to see the 10th anniversary of the movie Tangerine, which was a movie that we had never seen before, directed by Sean Baker. And he was there. The Oscar-winning Sean Baker was there. He intro'd the movie. He did a Q&A after the movie. So this movie was shot on the iPhone 5S back in, well, I guess it would have been like 2013, 2014 when they shot it. And he got made his own print, a 35 millimeter print of this movie. And that is what we watched. They played his 35 millimeter print at the Music Box. And he was in town because of something called the Art House Convergence, which is where people, mostly people who work and run art houses all over the country, you know, places that are not owned by big companies, and they play more art housey movies, they get together once a year to, you know, hang out and network and talk. And I guess regular people can go to this thing as well. You just have to buy a ticket if you're interested in art house movie stuff. So that would be a fun thing to go to. But he was there. He was their ambassador, and he had spoken to them beforehand. And so they all got to go to the movie, and then there were leftover tickets, and we were lucky, 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 lucky to get tickets to this event. And then, yeah, and we briefly spoke to him afterwards. Only a handful of people were able to, and we were, again, lucky in the right place at the right time. And we feel a special connection to him because he made the movie Florida Project, and one of the actors in that movie is Valeria Cotto, and she has two roles, two important but small roles. Let's rephrase that, small but important roles in the movie that we are producing, Unplugged. And so we mentioned the movie and Valeria, and he was like, that's dope. That's exactly what he said. Thank you. I have to run. I'm a very, very busy man, and I'm an Oscar winner. And he did not have to talk to anybody, but he is a cool, respectful man, respects his fans, and so he respectfully spoke to some people and signed some autographs, and that was pretty cool. Hope our paths cross again. Anyway, Tangerine is great. It is a fun, wild ride, and it is definitely worth a watch, for sure. Especially if you can watch Sean Baker's 35mm print in a theater, a packed theater, with great sound. All right, that is going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for having fun, listening, and maybe watching me talk about words. Until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information because it is his function. Goodbye!
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous US only.